Buccaneers Total Access with Josh Freeman.
Dropping is Freeman. Throws the long ball downfield toward Mike Williams. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
On 620 WDAE, home of the Buccaneers.
Perfect throw, Freeman. And a great route by Michael Williams.
Now Buccaneers quarterback Josh Freeman and your host, Steve Dumy.
Welcome on this Thursday afternoon. Josh Freeman in the house on your Buccaneer Radio Network. If you want to join us, 990 in Hillsborough, Pinellas 4-461. They both end in 4620, and your toll-free number is 1-800-596-BUCKS. 1-800-596-BUCKS. Good afternoon, Mr. Freeman. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Yeah? You having a good week of practice?
Yeah. Actually, it's been gone really well. Actually, yeah, it's been a long time, huh?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we last saw you. Well, we saw you on Sunday, but I know you don't like looking back, but this is when you do a radio show, you have to look back a little bit. And I'm sure on Monday you just went and saw some of the plays that were out there, and you just went, ugh. You know, when you see it again, you know, it's in the course of the game. Obviously, you're doing your damnedest, but there was some missed opportunities, would say the least, right?
Yeah, I mean, going back and watching it, one of them over there to Mike was one that really, man, I wish he could have had it back. And then...
Were you surprised to see him that open?
Well, another thing is, he was covered right up until the very end. The guy fell off the jump taekwondo route.
Okay.
And, I mean, the ball had already left my hand right as I saw him peek back, because then he knew he was going to jump. I was just making sure to get it outside and left it a little too high.
Well, but when you looked at the tape, I mean, I thought you were the better team on Sunday out there. I think you guys did too. But there's no moral victories.
No, I mean, a win's a win, a loss is a loss, and you just got to keep it moving.
All right. Well, if you know, it certainly will. You have to be looking forward to playing Peyton Manning, though, don't you? Or do you see that on the other side, or you just see Denver Broncos?
No, you see the Denver Broncos, and obviously Peyton's Peyton. You know, he's a guy that I know a lot of quarterbacks, young quarterbacks in the league, a lot of quarterbacks everywhere, people everywhere watched my generation growing up, and you know, he's playing at a very high level, but I mean that it really isn't gonna factor into my game,
right?
You know, I play their defense. I mean, you got to know that they have a good offense, but I mean, we happen to have a few other teams in our division with great offenses.
Well, you played against one on Sunday. I mean, this was we didn't see the shootout that everybody thought that they were going to see. Was it surprising when they came out and ran the football, you know, to start the game? It severely limited your opportunities in the first half, for sure. I think you only saw three possessions in the first half.
No doubt. I think, I mean, their game plan is probably pretty similar to ours, you know. Turn it into one of those limited possession games, make it the other team capitalize on the possessions, run the ball, eat up the clock, you know. It's just unfortunate
when everybody thinks that the balls are going to be in the air is when you probably are going to ground it, you know, because you want to, you know, how it seemed to me they knew how powerful your offense was, and they chose to take Doug Martin away, and they didn't, you know, they were going to say, hey, you want to throw it, go ahead and throw it, but we're going to take Dougie away. Isn't that what we saw in that game?
Yeah. I mean, to an extent, for sure, especially early on. You know, early on it was they were stacking the box, and they did a good job. You know, you got to give them credit. You know, they were making some plays. You know.
They still, you know, they don't dominate, but they find a way to win. And, you know, your team is going to find ways to win, and you have in the past. And that's what was so surprising, is that when you had the chances to make those plays, it just didn't happen. You just have to cross that out and go on to the next one, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, sometimes that happens. You know, that's how the league is, you know. But I know that the guys that we have on our team you know, we got a hardworking team, and we got a resilient team. We got a team that, no matter what, we're going to go out and try to find a way to win. You know, no matter what the odds are, it doesn't matter to us. You know, we know who we are as a team, and we're going out to play our game.
Will you watch tonight when you have divisional matchup tonight with Atlanta and New Orleans, or you just don't watch? You didn't know?
I didn't even know who was playing.
You're so wrapped into your own stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess at this point, I'd just go Atlanta, you know, just, but yeah, that's on the road. But at the same time, yeah, we're so tied in, you know. My buddy texted me before. He's like, hey, you do anything for the game tonight? And who's playing tonight? Like Rutgers and
Rutgers and Louisville,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm just like, dude, why would I do anything?
Why would you watch that?
That's seriously what I texted him, and he hasn't got back to me. It was right before I got up here, but it was like, dude, I'm not gonna. No offense to those schools, but I don't really feel like watching that. I know Coach
Maybe Chiano, Coach Chiano will watch
it. Coach Chiano used to coach there, but come on, man. Come on.
I'm sure he'll be watching when he's not watching film of Denver. But, you know, he came out and said this week that, you got your work cut out for you in Denver because of their pass rush with Doomerville and Von Miller and the rest of them. They can get to you, you know, and you got to, you know, Donald Penn is going to have his work. You know, you guys are really, everybody's known, they know Denver for their offense, but defensively they're one of the top 10 teams in the league as well.
Yeah, no, they are.
I think they lead the league in sacks, if I'm not mistaken. They're pretty close to it.
Yeah, and they're a good team, you know, very talented. Like you said, they lead the league, either in San Francisco might be leading in sacks. They lead in sack fumbles, maybe.
Okay.
That might be it.
Okay.
But no, but it speaks for itself. You know, they're getting back there, watching the tape. It's these guys get after it, you know. But it's kind of a deal where we've played teams with elite pass rushers before, you know. We played teams with guys that can't be blocked, guys that previous week had 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, you know, and it's not for us to buy into all the hype. And we got to watch the film, and yeah, they get after it. You know, the hype's well deserved. Yep, it sure is. But you know, we got our plan, and I've got confidence in my guys. You know, and I'm gonna drop back. I mean, do the necessary things. Keeping 2 hands on the ball, stepping up in the pocket. And but I mean, we're gonna play our game. You know, we're gonna play our game, and you know, I'm definitely excited. It's gonna be a great opportunity. I mean, it's what is it? Once every 4 years, you get to go play. Yeah, you get to play in the NFC West or AFC West.
And you're undefeated so far in the AFC West. This is the last one you have to play in there. But, you know, was there any thought of going out there early for the altitude as far as that is concerned? Yeah. Have you ever played in that altitude before?
Yeah, no, I played there in college.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Does it make a difference? Is it a hype?
People say it does. I can't really say that I could feel anything when I played there.
Really?
Know? But and I'm a quarterback, you know. I'm not the guy that's running every play.
We'll be sure to ask Doug Martin when he comes back after you know, when he runs one of those 40-yarders and breaks them off. Can you go again?
Yeah, it'll be no, and it's something that we are something you got to get mentally prepared for and understand that the altitude can affect you from a standpoint of condition, getting tired faster. You know, the air's not as thick and but I don't know that it'll affect.
Do you notice it when you step off the plane? I mean, can you feel the difference in the air?
No, it's more temperature.
Is it?
Yeah, it's more temperature.
I mean, I've never breathed the mile high air, so I wouldn't know. I mean, if you step off the plane, does it feel different? Or is it not getting your oxygen levels up?
I've never really, consciously thought of it. You know, while it was going on, you kind of just.
Well, I don't want you thinking
about it. It's kind of, man, it's cold.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, it's supposed to be 65 out there this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah. Got a good weekend.
Yeah. So you're going to get nice weather, which you had last Sunday. But that's the football weather to play in, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly preferred a little chillier.
Well, you're a sweater.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like it 50, 45 to 55. You know, that's.
Which is what you had in Manhattan a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
During this time of year.
Yeah. And you get even colder. But yeah, right around there where it's chilly, but once you get warmed up, man, it's just right.
I haven't seen you since your team got beat.
Jeez. Oh, I know. It's a rough one, but they got a big one this week.
Texas.
And, you know, I know Coach will get them ready. Coach will have them fired up, ready to go. You know, I know he's got that guy's seen every situation, been in a, you know, so those guys will be ready. And I know Colin will.
I was surprised that he's had a, since he got dinged in his head, he's had a little bit of, don't you think his production has fallen off a little bit?
Now what week was that?
Well, his last, before
the Okie State game.
Yeah, right? So his last 2 weeks were non-productive, and I don't know whether he's not saying anything or whatever, but it surprised the hell out of me that he would come in like that.
You never know. You never know what it is. Is it the coaches are trying to limit what he does because they don't think he's quite back to 100%?
Good point.
You never know. You never know. And I feel for those guys. They're right on the edge, but I know they'll be back ready to battle, make the most of the situation they have coming up this week.
You had one big play called back with Doug Martin on that play. That was a big change in field position on that one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a 52-yard difference in where you were going to be.
Yeah.
But this kid's explosive.
Oh, no doubt. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Getting it at hands in his ball.
Yeah.
In his hands.
That was a play where they jumped in the perfect coverage right at the last second and went through to see if I had somebody down the middle and see if I had somebody outside. You know, we hit Dallas down the middle in the first drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then Doug swings out there. He's got a guy running right with him.
I saw that. Yeah, it, flashed on him. Right?
Stops.
Yep.
Then another guy's got an angle on him. Boom, outruns him. Shakes another guy. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Did anybody get on Mike Williams for his arm?
What happened to his arm?
No, I mean, he didn't.
Oh, how he threw
it. Yeah. With the wide open Vincent Jackson?
No, man. Yeah,
did you get on his ass a little bit? No?
No, I mean, he did come up and say, man, it's different throwing with two people running full speed at you. I'm just like, oh, you think?
It's unfortunate, but two times Vincent Jackson's been tackled on the one, and neither time we've gotten it across the goal line.
Yeah, I know.
On those two times. I mean, it's not his fault. I mean, the guy was caught up with him and tackled him, and then the other one was the great hustle play by the Saints. But two times we've had – and that's really the only time you've really not scored in red zones was your first in goals from those ones. I mean, your red zone offense production has been tremendous this year. And that's – I know that was a focus of Sully and Coach Schiano and you – going in is that when you have a run game like you have with Doug Martin and the threat of and your receivers and a Dallas Clark that can go into the end zone, is that where your production, that's why you're so more efficient offensively in the red zone?
It's O-line.
O-line too?
It's a mentality. You know, those guys have an attitude, and when we get down there, you know, they're going to punch it in, you know, and it's strictly the O-line, you know. Do we have a lot of weapons to where we can do different things to put stress on the defense? Yeah. So a lot of it's play calling, but I'd say 90% of it, 99% of it is the O-line.
Hmm. Well, it's certainly productive, and I know you probably get these updates all the time, but I've noticed you've doubled your offensive output in the first quarter this year from last year. Which is pretty darn. You always talk about wanting to start fast. You've scored twice as many points in the first quarter this year as you scored last year in the first quarter. Already. So you still got games to go. He is Josh Freeman. It's your turn again on the phone lines. So jump aboard. 990 in Hillsboro, Pinellas 461. They both end in 4620. The toll free line 1-800-596-BUCKS. More on your Buccaneer Radio Network coming up next. All right, welcome back. Josh Freeman in the house as he is each and every Thursday as they get ready to take on the Denver Broncos out there in Colorado on Sunday. And that means keeping Peyton Manning off the field and Josh Freeman on the field. That's got to be the game plan going in, right? The more you can stay on the field, the less he's on the field.
Big emphasis on third down, for sure. Today's the third down day. You know, it's been a lot of time on the game plan, and you know, after this, going to go back tonight and go back through all the clips, all the cut-ups, you know. And interestingly enough, they are a high pressure team, just in every situation. You know, they blitz quite a bit, they bring a lot of pressure, but a lot of it's trying to get matchups, you know, for their two studs they got coming off the outside. And but we have a I think it's awesome. We have an awesome plan. But it's
third down's always crucial. Yeah. I mean, you convert on third down, man. I mean, that makes the world a difference. You can just see it in the games. Every game when you're efficient on third downs, you're winning. You know, and I think you were only 30% this past week on third down. So anyway, I'm going to get to the phone callers here, and they're from all over the country. Man, we've had a lot of callers from all over. There, you got a fan club out there. Let's go to Ron, who's in town. He's in Riverview. Good afternoon, Ron. You're on Josh Freeman Show.
Josh, Steve, how you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Okay, perfect. Can you guys hear me pretty good?
Yep.
All right. Listen, I guess I'd start off by saying, Josh, buddy, you did a great job this season, and you're one of the main reasons why I think it's been so exciting this year. And I just want to commend you on the great job you're doing. And we tune into you every Sunday, my friend. We're all watching you every Sunday, whether it's blacked out or not. We patch it through to the big screen, or we're listening to the radio. But either way, keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. There you go, Ron. Yeah, you got a question?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Okay, sure.
Before I let you go, thinking about this week coming up in Denver, I don't know if you can say too much on a phone or not. You know, of course, we don't want the other team to hear what the plan is. But, what's the approach going to be next week against, the Denver defense? I know, we've been doing a real good job this year. You guys have been doing a great job this year mixing it up in terms of running it and passing it. And, we definitely got some offensive weapons that are definitely stepping up for us. Man, real exciting to see. But, in terms of coming up next week, we're in a hostile environment, 3,000 feet up into the air. What?
5,000 feet up in the air. Didn't you learn?
It feels like that. It feels like that around this house, the way things are going this season. But listen, what's the game plan?
Score more points.
Definitely. That's every week. That's a game plan to score more points. But, we're going to go out and, be our offense. I think you play these different teams and teams with great pass rushes, great secondaries, whatever the case may be. What you got to do is all you have to do is, go out and be yourself. The coaches are going to set up the game plan. And the players, they can't try to play outside of themselves. They can't try to go out and get up and do something outside of their character. Because, maybe doing something outside your character might work once, but you're overextending yourself. So if they hit you with a counter move, it's going to leave you flat on your butt, so you got to get ready to go. And, coaches are doing a great job preparing us. We got a great plan going into this week. So we're going to run our stuff. We're going to take advantage of the matchups we have. When they load the box, we're going to try to get it outside through passing. And when they're dropping back in coverage, we're going to try to run the ball.
I was listening to John Fox when he's on, when I'm driving home, I think on Mondays or Tuesdays. And he was very of course, he was coach speak, but it's very complimentary of how tough it is to defend against the Bucs offense with choosing your weapons and which ones you want to do. But, like Gerald McCoy said last night, he said, we know what Peyton Manning's going to do. We just have to go out there and execute it and defend it. And you have to go out. There's no reason to change anything that you do. That's what you do.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. You just got to get prepared. Get prepared for the team you're about to play. And like Gerald was saying, they're getting prepared for stopping Denver's offense. We're getting prepared for stopping their defense, And our coaches, like I said, they do a great job of putting together a plan and preparing us throughout practice. We're going to get all the looks.
Mm-hmm.
There might be one or two wrinkles in the game, but, we're going to be prepared on the stuff that we reviewed and the stuff that we gone over in the film study so that if there is a different look, it'll stick out like a red flag. It'll just boing, different mm-hmm. look. All right, hang on, let's go this way because they're changing up their look.
Did Atlanta give anything like that? Did they do anything different than what you said?
Yeah, no, they did a few things,
I think everybody gives you something a twist.
Well, right? for the most part, it all depends on the teams, and the coordinator some coordinators will feel like they got to add a few things and try to catch you off guard. And then other teams will say, man, we got to mellow out, just play our base stuff, the stuff we're best at, so we can try to stop you guys. So, it's we're going to be prepared.
That's I know the point you I'm will. Yeah, look, you know what, Josh? You haven't not gone out on the field at all this past, maybe in the first game or two, the offense was brand new, and you know there was some more thinking than reacting. But it, you can see yourself and everybody else offensively that it's becoming a lot easier as the weeks go on, isn't it? I mean, you're never not prepared. It shows definitely that you're not.
No question. And we feel like that's our main advantage as a football team. You know, if we can go in and put in a week of just hard work, preparation, that we can allow preparation to be an advantage, you know, and it doesn't necessarily show through with talent or show through with any of the other things that surround the game. But I mean, if you go in and you earn it throughout the week and you prepare and continue to prepare and out prepare yourselves, because I mean, in all honesty, when it comes to preparation is not about preparing against the other team. It's mm-hmm. about preparing against yourself, seeing if you can outdo your previous greatest performance, which the way we're doing it, it's hopefully the previous week for everybody.
It's interesting. Let's go to Georgia, and Bernie is back with us. Good afternoon, Bernie.
Hey, how you guys doing? I sneak out again.
Yeah, well, that's fine. He's driving a truck through Georgia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm driving a truck through Georgia, man. I always listen to the Big Stuff. And I just want to give you from here, from Georgia, from a fan, not a fanatical person, I just want to give you props because you got drafted. I always been listening to you on the radio. And one thing that I always find kind of admiring about you is the way you handle yourself at a young age as a professional player. And the performance that you guys have done throughout the season, anyone that is a true fan of the sport know that you guys have gone through all kind of injuries in all sides of the offense, the defense, special teams. You guys plugging players here, players there, and you guys still find a way to compete day and week in and week out. And, you know, I just looking forward to you guys mature a little bit more, come together a little bit more, and I know we're going to have a great team for the future. Just keep doing a good job. Keep the heads out and go Bucks, man.
All right, Bernie.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're working. I'll tell you that much. And we got a lot of guys that take pride in what they do.
Does the season feel like it's flying by?
No, no question. we're having a blast, man. I'm telling you.
It shows. It shows. There's a big difference from last year to this year, obviously, in the performance and a lot of other things. Let's go to Scott, who is up next with Josh Freeman here on your Buccaneer Radio Network. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey,
Scott.
Guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, what's going on?
Good. Josh, I just want to tell you, man, I love your year so far. You guys are doing fantastic. You guys already won more games. A bunch of my buddies always told me all year long, you guys, or before the year, you guys wouldn't win more than four games. So I already got the over-under on some steak dinners.
Good.
some buddies of mine. And frankly, you guys should have more wins.
I got a better one than you. I got my ticket in my back pocket when I go to Vegas between Christmas and New Year because they already cashed my ticket, the Bucks, on over and under wins. Yep.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I bet. I played them.
Count me out of this conversation.
I had one other question about the game, but generally I wanted to ask you, you know, you guys have done this. You've lost two Pro Bowl guards. You know, now you lost True Blood. So you lost some people on defense, and you're still winning all these games. So, I mean, has that affected how you approach the game with your offensive line changing? And now you got new people that you didn't expect to have there. How do you deal with that when you lose those kind of players? And the other question, kind of my new question is, you know, that throw to Williams where you overthrew him, he was wide open. Were you pressured on that one or?
No, he's already explained that one. He had already let it go when the guy came open, right?
Yeah. Well, it was
okay.
Yeah, Samuel.
He wasn't open.
Yeah, the corner falls off, and they were playing kind of a two-man look, and the corner was actually running with him, and then he kind of peeked back, and right as I saw him peek back, I was like, he's going to see the outbreaking route, and he's going to turn around and jump. So I let it go, thinking, oh man, what if he doesn't jump off? Because this guy's a good corner, but mm-hmm. you know, it's a really, I got to hit that, you know, I know it. And yeah, I mean, it's, what can you say?
There was one with 83 running free. Did you see him at all?
That was a boot, a sprint out. And I mean, by the time I got to my, cause I got to get to a point set up and like a launch point, basically.
Right.
By the time I got to my launch point, the corner had overlapped, and had it been dropped back, yeah, man, I'd have put it right on him.
So that's the one bad thing about taking the boot is you have to take your eyes off down the field, right?
You get it, you get the snap, and then you got to start running. But it's a lot of it is you're sprinting to get to your launch point,
because
it's a dead sprint to your launch point. I had to go set up, and while you're sprinting, it's really hard to, in a full sprint, just flick the ball out there. And a lot of people saw the free seat. It was a Decoud, whatever.
Yeah.
He was trying to bluff a blitz, and he was playing in the deep middle of the field. And the play is actually like a long developing route. It's supposed to be a shot down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens. It happens, you know. rather than, because I, you know, I'm be with ball security in mind. You know, don't just want to flick a ball out there and. Who knows?
Especially in the middle of the field.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your momentum carries it. It's kind of a. It'd have been a bit of like an impulse. You know, you see him. Oh man, throw it up! And what if you didn't see the backside guy or the?
Would you have done that last year? You think?
Yeah, probably. You know,
I mean, seriously, I know you're thinking ball security.
Yeah.
Above a lot of things this year.
Oh, so. No question. And it's really in the dead sprint. It's almost like, man, it's too good to be true. I gotta hurry up and get to the launch point. And by the time I even pulled up short mm-hmm. of where I was going. And by that time the corner had started overlapping, and because I think I could have beat the safety with the ball, but it was the corner on the backside. So, you gotta
get him next time.
No doubt, no question.
The plays will be there the next time.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a timeout. 990 in Hillsboro, Pinellas 461. They both end in 4620. Your toll-free line, 1-800-596-BUCKS. More of the Josh Freeman Show here on your Buccaneer Radio Network. All right, welcome back. 6:33 here on your Buccaneer Radio Network. Josh Freeman in the house, as he is each and every Thursday evening, as they prepare for the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning this week up there in Colorado. And then they have the Eagles coming up. That reunion thing's going to be neat. Everybody's coming back. So maybe get positive vibes on you when they have the Super Bowl reunion next week.
Oh, yeah.
We hope. Let's go to Steve in Venice. He's up next on the Josh Freeman Show. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
Real quick, I just want to ask you, with the new offensive system coming in, and everyone talks about how, you know, this is your third year, fourth year, and you got to adapt to a new system, do they adapt to you, or do you have to adapt to them?
That's a good question. I think it's any coach in the NFL or nearly all of them. They're gonna try to put their players in the best position to succeed. You know, and so I think that we're running our offense. You know, the offense that we first got. You know, that's what we're running. And we're adding wrinkles. Yeah, we're adding plays as they see what as players, skill players, what we're capable of. They're adding stuff, trying to put guys in positions to make plays, and then as far as from my standpoint, you know, I learn the offense, try to do the best that I can, and the beautiful thing about learning a new offense and having the guys teach it to me that are, is that I can drag all of my previous experiences from learning protections when I first got here. To reading defenses, to understanding all the stuff that I understand, and I can kind of mash it together. You know, you kind of forget, not forget, but you put it, talk about clearing your mind bank mm-hmm. and just starting anew, you know, and it's very similar to that, but you hold on to all your experiences. You hold on to your previous understanding of the game of football, and you can kind of put it together, start understanding the windows and matchups. And I think that as a quarterback and as any player, especially the quarterback, understanding what the coaches are trying to accomplish with calling a certain play. You know, yeah, you can look at it like, all right, well, if it's this coverage, I'm going here. If this coverage, I'm going here. And, I mean, that's a big part of it. But, you know, you just understand why we're running what we're running. Don't just go out and mindlessly run plays.
Who talked to you first about offense, Shiano or Sully? Who'd you sit down with first, and what kind of conversation was it?
Well, I'm trying to think. When we hired Coach Shiano, I mean, we hadn't hired a coordinator yet, mm-hmm. you know, and talking to Coach Shiano, he just talked about being fired up and wanting to have a great running game, and then also being able to take shots, throw the ball down deep, and he said he thought that I was the perfect guy for the job. Fired me up to hear that, you know, yeah. Just said, take some shots, you know, this is day one. This is before he goes up and talks at his opening press conference. And, you know, just, I guess, hearing the sort of commitment, conviction of what he wanted to do, you know, it was pretty legit.
You know, what's funny is that everybody looks at Coach Shiano and they think Ray Rice and they think of running that, but he's had 2 1,000-yard receivers on the same team as well. So he doesn't mind taking shots offensively down the field and throwing the football around.
Yeah, no doubt. It's funny. The outsider's perspective, I guess. You know, because the guys voted by NFL players.
Oh, yeah.
Least desirable to play for. And, I mean, that's pretty funny because, I mean, it's not like that at all. You know, It seriously has been a lot of fun. We're talking earlier about the season flying. It's great. It really has been, and a big part of it is, obviously starting with Coach Shiano, but just the staff that he's brought in. You know, we have some great coaches, great teachers. You know, and it definitely shows.
All right, let's move along to George in Clearwater. You're on the Josh Freeman Show. Good afternoon, George.
Hey, guys, what's happening? How you doing, Josh? How you doing, Steve? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Really quick, number one, for an observation, I went to a lot of games last year. I went to just every home game so far this year. It's like two different teams. It's unbelievable. What do you think was the biggest change, or I guess series of change, was coaching, the staff, the players? And number two, I think you might appreciate this, Steve. I'm from Northeast Philly. I played for Archbishop Ryan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I played for the Far Northeast Knights Unlimited, and things were different back in those days. And my son, this is his first year playing Jay-Z football for Osceola. And what do you suggest for him for doing, like, off-season training? They start spring football up again, like, in February, but what do you usually do, or what do you think you'd recommend for something, you know, for a JV guy going in? He's playing defensive end. He's a big boy. He's very talented, just like his father. like father, like son, right? And I really appreciate some answers and kick some butt in Denver this week. I appreciate it. And I'll hang up and
thank you, George. Thanks, appreciate it.
No doubt. Thanks. Yeah, no, I don't know. You know, you can't – for me personally, it's just, I mean, kind of the year older, you start to understand things better. You start to gain perspective. And, I mean, whenever that's the case – you know, you find a way to improve your game. And, you know, for me, it was just getting back to being the guy that became a good football player, not just in the NFL, but moving up, progressing, you know, just kind of relaxing and stop trying to be an NFL quarterback and just be an NFL quarterback and just be who you are. And I mean, for my offseason last year, I mean, I just normal workouts, went through with the guys. I played soccer, a lot of soccer, yeah, it's a lot of fun. But, you know, for D end, I would say starting point, find a defensive end in the league or guy playing at a high level that your son emulates and who he likes his game. And I mean, find a way to get a hold of some of his games and watch analyze.
It's amazing what's on YouTube these days.
Oh, no question. Just watch
coach's tape. Yeah, you can get NHL.com, which I have. You know, every Wednesday now they let you see the coach's tape. as a regular guy, you can see this.
That's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what you need to do. It's like, what is it, $29.95 a year, and you get to see the coach's film. It comes out on Wednesday, and I can watch your whole game again on coach's film. So from the top and from the back. Yeah, all the angles. So it's kind of cool. So that's what you probably need to do on that, and pick up on what their actions and movements are from the goal line, from the end zone view, and from the top view, because you see the whole field and everybody's movements. That's what your pictures show when you're looking at pictures.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You get we just get the sky view.
Yeah,
so it shows everything. But then if there's an issue inside, or we want to change something how we're calling it, then we might look at the end zone view. But I like to look at the end zone view. You know, you can kind of see guys in certain coverages and see guys how they line pre-snap, how they line at the snap, and just how they move, or tendencies, how they're lined.
Is that what you're looking for, their first movements?
Yeah, I mean, I think they take a picture at the snap of the ball, and then maybe one or two seconds into the play.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you just want to kind of get a feel for where they were pre-snap and where they ended up post-snap, you know? And what are they doing? What coverage is it? Why are they doing this? And what was our play moving forward in this situation? If they go back to this coverage, what play are we going to run? Mm-hmm. And how are we going to react if they do this? You know, so it's kind of just thinking ahead, trying to stay ahead in the mental game. And sometimes, like we were talking earlier about teams showing different looks,
mm-hmm.
dialing up completely different blitzes and things like that, you can look at those and, all right, they did this time. What would be a great play the next time they show it? You know, and
is it what they show or what they're what you're showing them?
No, it's what they show. You know, we have our, and it's twofold. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm telling you, people describe it as like a chess match. I mean, it's well beyond a chess
match. Every play is meant to set something else up or go work.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, because it's teams. They analyze every formation you're in, every motion you do from that formation, the play. They have it all charted. They know, all right, when they're in this formation, they do this motion. 8 times they ran the ball, 1 time they passed the ball, and it was drop back. So if the quarterback opens up, like any run action, it's very high chance it's going to be a run. Mm-hmm. You know, like things. And
you do the same.
We
thing.
Scout them,
mm-hmm.
and then we self-scout ourselves. So we know that they know. We know that you know.
We know that you know that we know that you know. All right, we'll take our final timeout. We'll come back, and it's already into the last segment already. I know it goes by fast, and we'll get more of your phone calls in with Josh Freeman here on your Buccaneer Radio Network. All right, welcome back to the Buccaneer Radio Network. Josh Freeman, let's run through some of these phone calls. I know that you're they're full lines, so we need to get at you. Let's go to John, who is up next with Josh Freeman. Go ahead, John.
Thank you so much for having me on, Steve. And Josh Freeman, I enjoyed the way you took care of Carolina, and that was just spectacular. I had a hard day's work, and I had to. After you were 10-0 in the first quarter, I said, well, the Bucs have this one. I need to take a nap. I wake up, and it's 14-10. You're down. And so I said, okay, I'm watching because he's going to do it. And the way you threw that pass in between 3 defenders, then did the 2-point conversion, oh, it's spectacular the way you did. I'm a little out of breath here, but just a little excited, I think. If you had a wish list for your offensive game, and I see now that your passing, your air game is very confident, and you have so much confidence in it, it's wonderful. I hope you stay here with the Bucs and take them where they deserve, like you deserve too.
I'll take Mark Dominic out behind the woodshed if he doesn't keep Josh Freeman.
That's right.
And you can count on that.
Right. You better believe it. They made that mistake 2 or 3 times. 2 or 3 great quarterbacks.
and they went on to show what their ability was. Now, we see what your ability is. Please stay with us. And I'm wishing for a great running game. I'm an individual lucky enough to have seen one of the perfect Miami Dolphin games. They had the tremendous everything balanced. And I hope, and what would your wish list be? What would you want? And I hope it maybe a running game and so forth. I get off and I talk too
wish
much.
Wish list as far as an offense is concerned? Look, it's a little clarification here. What are you asking?
Yes, your offensive game. What would you want? What do you think you need the most? The Buccaneers need to search for you and get the team balanced. I'll get off and listen.
I think they went out and got it for you.
No, I think that's a great question. But my wish list is just that we get our guys healthy and we stay healthy and we continue to work. You know, have the right attitude. It's a humble, hungry mentality that we're going to go out and, we're gonna earn it throughout the week. And then when we get out there on Sunday, everybody's just going to go out and just do their job. And we continue to work as an offense, continue to grow as an offense. And,
Does Davin hang out? Does Davin show up?
Yeah, I saw Davin today.
Yeah? He comes in every day and helps out wherever he can. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Let's go to Josh, who's up next with Josh. Good afternoon, Josh.
Hey, how you doing, Josh and Steve? Good to talk to you again. I'd called in last week to talk to you guys, and Josh, I'd kind of asked you a question about, as the reigning FIFA champion there in the Bucks clubhouse, what team you're going to pick, and kind of got distracted there talking about, the epic clash that would occur if you battled with David Price there. So just for clarification, if you could, what team on FIFA, if you and David are going up against it for a nice Ruth Chris gift card, what team are you selecting to face off against him there? And then an unrelated football question, going against this Denver defense here, Von Miller's probably one of the most dynamic linebackers, and I know you guys have already faced someone kind of similar in DeMarcus Ware when you guys played the Cowboys. And I was just curious if when you guys are game planning on the offensive side of the ball, do you look back at film there at DeMarcus and kind of compare the two? And how are you looking to, neutralize that threat with a guy who can, come at you from being down on the line and then come at you from standing up?
Those are both very good questions. The first one, if you're talking about international or club teams, international, I'd probably go with Brazil.
Really? Because you were wearing a Portugal jacket a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. I'd go with either Brazil or Portugal. And, it depends. It depends. The first game would probably be Real Madrid. That's the team I usually play with online and know them the best and probably the best with them. But I really like playing with Brazil. But it all depends. It depends on how good David is. I could probably drop down and get away with playing with an MLS team. It would be fun. But yeah,
as long as it was the LA Galaxy, maybe.
Hey, we got a squad, man.
Yeah.
I'd play with club teams. I play with either Real Madrid or Tottenham, the Spurs.
Really? And, Tottenham, huh?
Yeah, man.
Manchester United?
No, I love playing with Man U. Clint Dempsey, he's with Tottenham now. Mm-hmm. But I know Man U. They've gotten really good on the game. It's a great game to play, and you definitely mix it up. But
All right, as far as Black and Dead, Von Miller.
Like you were saying, he's an outstanding player. I don't know if I'd put him in the same category as DeMarcus Ware, but he definitely, like you were saying, he's a great combination of speed, moves, power. He does a lot, and then you got Elvis Dumervil coming off the other side, and they do an awesome job mixing it up. But the thing is, with anybody, I have confidence.
Every team's got superstars on defense.
We've played some pretty elite pass rush teams this year. We played the Cowboys, we played the Giants.
The Vikings with Jared Allen.
The Vikings were playing. Yeah, they were rolling hot. You know, every team's going to have their players. You know, the Falcons have some guys that can get after it.
Abraham.
Yeah, but I got two words for you. Donald Penn.
Yeah. He's rated the highest left tackle on Pro Football Focus. They said this is one guy that doesn't get any credit at all, and he's infallible. So.
Well, no, I mean, it's
you guys know it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's Donald gets after it, and it's you know, every week there are people outside that are like, oh, well, it's gonna be a hard matchup. I don't know if Donald can get him, and they question him, they doubt him, and every week the guy steps up.
He drove Jared Allen nuts until Jared Allen took a swing at him, and then
now we saw how that ended.
Then we saw how that ended up. Right, exactly.
No, it's And you talk about the line we have right now, and everybody wants to say, like, oh, how do you guys keep playing? How do you guys find a way? Man, we have some guys. We have some warriors out there on the O-line, you know, from left tackle to right tackle, all those guys, you know. Teddy Larson, Zuta, you know, Jermon, DeMar Dotson. You know, we have some guys that go out and lay it on the line. And when that's the case, you know, you got to like your chances, and you got to be confident as a quarterback, and there are times every quarterback gets hit. Every time there are times where a game gets through or whatever. But you know, I'm going to sit back there and I'm going to throw the ball, and I know I can because of the O-line.
Yeah, and I mean, you got nailed by a blitz last week. It wasn't anything from the defensive line. Your line. I mean, Dougie kind of whiffed a little bit on that one. He's allowed.
Well, no, yeah, it was
not allowed.
I mean, it caught him off guard. You know? He's taking a play fake and trying to sell the run right as he looks up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a corner right there. Oh, just barely missed him. But, yeah, it happens. Like you said, I mean, there's – the players in this league are too good for a team to go through an entire – I mean, nobody ever makes it without a sack.
They get a paycheck.
Exactly.
The same way you guys get
teams,
a paycheck.
But, you know, it's even more beyond the other team having good players. I know the character of my guys. You know, I know these guys are going to go out and – they're going to let it loose. You know, they're going to go out and play the motion, they play with passion, play smart, you know, but they're going to get the job done.
All right, I think we got time for one or two more. Let's go to last one. Let's go to Amanda. Good afternoon, Amanda.
Hey guys, how are you doing tonight?
All right.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a quick question. This morning I was listening to Ron and Ian, and I think they had Joe Seisman on, and he was talking about how he thought that you, Josh, were the most improved quarterback in the league. And I was like, oh, you know, that's kind of cool. I just wanted to know what you thought personally, how much or what you think you improved the most over the last year.
That's a good question. I'd say as far as improvements go, I mean, we've done a lot of work just technique-wise, just from the standpoint of just cleaning some things up, you know, just relaxing in the pocket. Keeping two hands on the ball, just really some simple things. But I think that it's, I mean, I'm older. I understand the game better. I understand how to prepare better. And, you know, I don't feel an outstanding pressure to have to make something happen. And I'm not really worried about failing or succeeding. You know, I know if I go out and if I play my best and I do the things that I can do, that we have a pretty good chance of winning. And I'm not worried about, I can't go out and let it go, or I have to do something more, or feel back. You know, I go out and I play with just a clear head, you know, and my preparation throughout the week, a confidence in my teammates allows me to do that. And
well, you're going to have a clear head and a clear sky in Denver this weekend.
Beautiful.
And go for it. 65 degree temperatures, football weather. Have fun. Come back with a win. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Steve, always a pleasure.
My pleasure. He is Josh Freeman, and we are the Buccaneer Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody. See you.